The Kodiak Island Borough Assembly is looking into whether Assemblyman Matthew Van Dale's job as the deputy city manager of Kodiak constitutes a conflict of interest with some of his duties on the assembly. Four assembly members at a recent work session supported asking the borough's attorney for a legal opinion on the issue. Assemblyman Kyle Curl was one of them and says one thing this opinion will help with is clarity.
It's often confusing to know what position is being taken, whether it's the city position or the individual assembly member's position. And that's the real problem right there, is that who's being represented.
He says this isn't a personal attack on Van Dale. It's just meant to make it clear if Van Dale should or should not work on topics where the municipality's interests intersect.
Whether or not the relationship that the assembly member has with the city is appropriate for an assembly member to be participating in discussions and voting on issues that impact his employer and that also impact the residents of the borough. And if there are conflicts with that position, that person needs to be recused clearly, and those situations need to be identified.
The legal opinion won't just center around Van Dale. Crow says it'll also give the Assembly an idea of what it should do in similar situations. It turns out, the Borough Assembly isn't the only group interested in getting a legal opinion on whether Van Dale has a conflict of interest. The City of Kodiak also asked its legal counsel to weigh in on the issue. In a memo to the city manager, Kodiak's attorney wrote they did not find a code or law that prohibited Van Dale from working for the city and serving on the assembly. They did recommend getting an opinion from the borough's attorney and reviewing the situation after Van Dale has been deputy city manager for 6 months. The city's attorney did point out, though, Van Dale shouldn't contribute in any capacity on issues dealing with the potential consolidation of the city and the borough. The attorney also said if there are a lot of overlapping interests found, quote, the deputy should be required to choose between the two positions, unquote. KMXT reached out to Assemblyman Van Dale about the situation. He says he looks forward to hearing from the borough's attorney and having the issue cleared up. The assembly believes it'll receive the legal opinion soon. Once it does, it'll decide whether it will make the findings public. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.